Chapter 4. Sharply the menacing wind sweeps over the bending poplars newly bare. As a matter of fact, though, there was not a breath of wind that afternoon. It was almost as mild as spring. Gordon repeated to himself the poem he had begun yesterday, in a cadenced whisper, simply for the pleasure of the sound of it. He was pleased with the poem at this moment. It was a good poem, or would be when it was finished, anyway. He had forgotten that last night it had almost made him sick. The plane trees brooded motionless, dimmed by faint wreaths of mist. A tram boomed in the valley far below. Gordon walked up Malkin Hill, rustling instep deep through the dry, drifted leaves. All down the pavement they were strewn, crinkly and golden, like the rustling flakes of some American breakfast cereal. As though the Queen of Brobdingnag had upset her packet of true wheat breakfast crisps down the hillside. Jolly, the windless winter days, best time of all the year, or so Gordon thought at this moment. He was as happy as you can be when you haven't smoked all day and have only 3 halfpence and a joey in the world. This was Thursday, early closing day, and Gordon's afternoon off. He was going to the house of Paul Doring, the critic, who lived in Coleridge Grove and gave literary tea parties. It had taken him an hour or more to get himself ready. Social life is so complicated when your income is 2 quid a week. He had had a painful shave in cold water immediately after dinner. He had put on his best suit, 3 years old, but just passable when he remembered to press the trousers under his mattress. He had turned his collar inside out, and tied his tie so that the torn place didn't show. With the point of a match, he had scraped enough blacking from the tin to polish his shoes. He had even borrowed a needle from Lorenheim and darned his socks, a tedious job, but better than inking the places where your ankle shows through. Also, he had procured an empty gold flake packet and put into it a single cigarette extracted from the penny in the slot machine. That was just for the look of the thing. You can't, of course, go to other people's houses with no cigarettes. But if you have even one, it's all right, because when people see one cigarette in a packet, they assume that the packet has been full.